Chapter 15. We cannot vaccinate today. Words. Active, agile. Against. Apply. Be afraid. Be worried, anxious. Clean. Component. Conclusion. Control. Cough. Diphtheria. DTP. Adsorbed pertussis. Diphtheria tetanus. Enlarge. Fast, quick. Fruit. Give. Have a doubt, to be unsure. Heavy. Homeopathic. Immune busting. Infanrix. Inoculation, vaccination. Listen, hear. Low. Lung. Mantou test. Measles. Mother. Mouth. No one, none. Norm. Note, to remark. Open. Peritonitis, mumps. Permission. Poliomyelitis, polio. Positive. Practically, actually. Quiet. Ready. Refuse. Restorative, tonic. Rubella. Run. Runny nose. Strain, tension, exertion. Talk. Test. Tetanus. Tiring, fatigue. Tray. Unhealthy, unwell. Vaccination. Vaccine. Visit. Walk, to stroll. Watch, to observe. Would. Yesterday. A mother with a child walks into the children's clinic. Hello, we are going to see the pediatrician. Give us our medical record, please, the woman says. Do you have an appointment? Asks the receptionist. Yes, the doctor is expecting us. We have a planned vaccination, she says. The mother and her child go into the pediatrician's office. The woman checks with the pediatrician about the vaccination. Let's do an examination. The child should be perfectly healthy, the doctor says. We have no complaints right now, replies the mother. We cannot get him vaccinated if he is even a little unwell, explains the doctor. The doctor talks to the child and begins the examination. Give me a tongue compressor, she tells the nurse. I have to examine the throat, tongue, and cheeks. The nurse hands the doctor sterile instruments in a tray. Open your mouth. Say, ah, asks the doctor. Ah, says the child. The throat is not red. The tonsils are normal, says the doctor. The doctor checks the lymph nodes. The lymph nodes are not enlarged, she says. Now I'll listen to your breath, the doctor tells the child. The doctor takes a stethoscope and applies it to the lungs and bronchi of the child. Breathe deeply. Now, quietly. Turn your back. Everything is okay. The lungs are clean, says the pediatrician. A few days ago he complained that he tires quickly when running, says the mother. Yes, I'll listen to his heart and take his pulse right now, the doctor says. The pulse is slightly accelerated. Maybe he's anxious, says the pediatrician. Quickly tiring may be associated with low physical activity. But he's very active, the woman is surprised. It's not that. Do you walk a lot in the fresh air? Asks the doctor. About an hour a day, replies the child's mother. That's not enough. Fresh air is very good for children, the doctor says. I hear that his nose is a little stuffy, continues the pediatrician. Yes, the runny nose started yesterday, the mother says. Did you observe any other symptoms? Asks the doctor. No other symptoms, remarks the woman. Was there fever or cough? The doctor asks. No, there was no fever or cough, she answers. The doctor is not sure that the child is ready for vaccination. Take a thermometer. We must take his temperature, she says. Doctor, I have taken his temperature, says the woman. The temperature is a little high. We cannot vaccinate today, says the pediatrician. Now we'll have to treat the cold, remarks the child's mother. Yes, I'll prescribe you effective homeopathic remedies, the doctor says. Do they help quickly? Asks the mother. Yes, here is your prescription. There are medications for a runny nose, restoratives, immune-boosting medications, and vitamins. Eat more fruit, the doctor says. Doctor, let's check what vaccinations we still need to do, says the woman. You already have vaccinations against measles, rubella, and mumps, says the pediatrician. We have been vaccinated with Infanrix, remarks the child's mother. Yes, the child had a severe allergic reaction to the components of the vaccine against rubella, the doctor says. Doctor, should a Mantoux test be done every year? The woman asks. Yes, I advise you not to miss these tests. That is a good way to control a dangerous disease, says the pediatrician. Does this test cause allergies? Asks the mother. No, the PPD test has practically no side effects, the doctor says. The child has a polio vaccine. When do we need to do DTP? Asks the child's mother. This comprehensive vaccination is needed every 8 years. Now you need vaccines against diphtheria and tetanus, replies the physician. The doctor examines the vaccination records. I suggest that you visit an allergist and do a test for an allergic reaction to the components of the vaccine, insists the pediatrician. Okay, we'll get tested for sure, replies the mother. If the test is positive, the allergist gives permission for the vaccination, explains the pediatrician. Can we sign up for the vaccine then? Asks the woman. Yes, but you should give your child's allergy medications 3 days before the vaccination, the doctor says. I want to refuse this vaccine, says the child's mother. You can refuse it, but it is better to do the test on the strain of the immune system, advises the doctor. I'm afraid that it will cause complications or a severe reaction, worries the woman. I think we can make conclusions after visiting an allergist, says the doctor. Do you need a note for sick leave? Asks the pediatrician. Yes, doctor. I work, and I need sick leave for child care, answers the child's mom. Okay. We will write you a note for sick leave, the doctor says. Thank you, doctor. Goodbye, say the mother and child. Get well soon. Goodbye, replies the pediatrician. Questions about the text. 1. Where do the mother and child go? 2. What should the doctor examine? 3. What does the nurse hand the doctor? 4. What does the doctor apply to the lungs and bronchi? 5. What may be related to getting tired? 6. When did the runny nose start? 7. What must be taken? 8. Which medications does the doctor prescribe? 9. What vaccinations does he give? 10. To what does the child have a strong allergy? 11. How often is DTP needed? 12. Which vaccinations does the child need to do now? 13. Whom does the pediatrician recommend to visit? 14. Who gives permission for the vaccination? 15. What kind of sick leave does the child's mother need?